High school seniors this year have had quite the high school experience. When they were freshmen, pandemic lockdowns were in full swing, so distance learning, stuck at home, surely it affected how they learned and how they socialized.
We want to hear how they're navigating this last chapter of high school. So throughout this school year, we're following a group of seniors in different cities around the country. Let's meet them. We start in Chelsea, Massachusetts at Chelsea High School, where Jimmy Marino is the senior class president and deeply into politics. It's no surprise that his favorite class is US history, thanks to his favorite teacher, Miss Asher.
She has allowed me to foster a space to bring my voice and how to use and amplify my voice. So I think without her, I definitely wouldn't have found my passion in politics and government.
Beyond academics, there are plenty of activities he's looking forward to enjoying again. Marino is part of the planning committee organizing the first homecoming since the pandemic. He's excited for his senior year. But as a first-generation, self-described Latino American, he's worried about what college will bring.
No one in my family has gone to college, so my biggest fear is just the unknown and not knowing what to anticipate in college.
I've been so excited to, like, move on to the next stage, go to college, but I feel like now that I'm here, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Sanaya Loving is a senior at South Mountain High School in Phoenix. Her freshman year was all virtual, and going back in person for her sophomore year was tough.
I feel like I cried like my first 3 days of school, having to sit with other people and talk and, you know, like group projects and present in front of the class. It was kind of a lot.
Loving played on the basketball team up until this year and now is focused on her business, braiding hair. After high school, she plans to get into a good college so she can go to law school.
Let's go north to Dearborn, Michigan. Leanne Nasser is cheering at a football game at Fordson High School. It's named after Henry Ford of the car company. In 2020, the pandemic robbed her sister of a proper graduation ceremony, and Leanne worries it could happen to her.
We're saying goodbye to a chapter that started in a pandemic, and now we're praying to God it doesn't end in one, especially with COVID cases rising recently.
She's president of her school's National Honor Society and VP of the Muslim Student Association. Lots to do this year, compared to her freshman year, which was entirely remote, as in zero extracurricular activities.
Although we didn't have the proper welcome, I want to make sure I'm given the proper goodbye to high school and we end that chapter on good terms, despite what we started it with.
It's just going to be real sad when I'm not here anymore, but I'm also going to be real happy when I'm not here anymore because I don't have to wake up at 6:30.
And that is Alex Christopher. He's a senior at Milford High School and Applied Technology Center. It's in Milford, New Hampshire. Like the others, he toiled away freshman year online, but he attended one class in person, culinary, as in cooking, and it changed his life.
So I was like, man, this is just a good time. I get to make food that tastes good. I get to just have a good time with the kids in the class. It's a lot less like schoolworky. So I was like, man, this is a good class. I like this class. And that just translated out into cooking stuff outside of school.
So after graduation, Alex is thinking culinary school and life as a chef.
In Everett, Washington, the Mariner High School Orchestra warms up. Aaron Ton is the principal violinist. Orchestra is great, but sports is also his thing. He's on the swim team. He runs track and field. He's also captain of the cross country team. Yep, he's busy. Like the rest, Ton's freshman year was remote, and he still feels the loss.
If I had a more of a normal school experience, I would have discovered things sooner. And also just building my own character.
My name is Paige Trout. I go to Westlake High School and I live in South Fulton, Georgia, which is south of Atlanta.
Paige Rowell has a full plate this year. She's a member of the National Honor Society, secretary of the Student Tech Association, and manager of the basketball team. She spent most of her high school journey online. Rao could have graduated last year, but she stayed an extra year to get that full high school experience.
We have our homecoming game, our homecoming dance, our senior night game, we have prom, and I feel like all of those activities are what makes your senior year your senior year, and I'm excited for it.
Now, much of the American high school experience revolves around the football field, which is where Andavante Bussey spends his time. He is on the varsity team at Hickman High in Columbia, Missouri. We caught up with him watching the freshman team play. Bussey is also on the basketball team, and he plays clarinet in the band. He says he went through a lot during the pandemic, and he saw his favorite teacher leave school, Miss El Khatib.
She took care of me. You know, when I was hungry, she would feed me, and when I needed someone to talk to, she was always there for me.
For now, Bussey looks forward to graduating and the college experience. He has mixed emotions about this year, though, as do most of them. Leanne Nasser in Michigan summed it up well.
I've always heard junior year was the most stressful, but personally, I believe it's senior year because as much as we all don't want to admit it, there's this scary feeling that we're running out of time and our childhood and youth are finally ending in 1 year.
Ah, the senior scaries. Among all the other emotions these class of 2024 seniors are feeling. We will check in with them as they navigate stress, college applications, a divided country, and a virus still threatening communities. You can learn more about our class of 2024 at our website, hereandnow.org.